This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A tsunami struck beaches along Indonesia's Sunda Straits, killing at least 62 so far, injuring hundreds, many more are missing. Cause of the tsunami was due to a combination of undersea landslides after the eruption of Krakatoa and the tidal wave caused by a full moon. We'll keep you updated. As talks dragged on between the U.S. Congress and President Trump over funding for his wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, the U.S. Senate adjourned Saturday afternoon with no plans to meet until Thursday. The partial government shutdown, which began Saturday, was triggered by Congress's inability to agree on a funding measure to keep the government open. The shutdown affects 800,000 federal employees. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We push the pause button until the president, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the border wall is something his political party opposes.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple. The Senate's not interested in swindling American taxpayers for an unnecessary, ineffective, and wasteful policy.
Earlier, President Trump discussed border security with Republican lawmakers and senior aides at the White House to discuss a spending bill that would include $5 million for the proposed wall along the border with Mexico. Protests worsening over economic conditions have resumed in Sudan, thousands out in the streets. Ongoing protests have taken on the increasing political scent. They're asking for President Omar al-Bashir to step down. This is VOA News.